Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to attention, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Hello out there. I'm Jeff Copper, Attention Coach and host of this edition of Attention Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, July the 6th at 8 p.m. in the year 2011. Our topic today is ADHD and college placement. With us in our virtual studio is Keith Kozrowski. I always struggle with that name to make sure I get it right, but we're going to have a great conversation about ADHD and college placement. Before we do, just I wanted to kind of get into a couple announcements. First and foremost, I'm very excited. Time Timer has been a loyal sponsor of ours for a period of time. We actually did a special show with them back, I think it was in April, kind of talking about more detail with what they've got going on. But I wanted to make our listeners aware that they have a new app out that runs on your iPad, and I am using it as we speak, just to kind of keep track of the show. So for those out there who have iPads and are interested in it, I encourage you to go to timetimer.com and check that out. I also wanted to welcome a brand new sponsor that just started with us, and that's Landmark College. They're going to be with us here for a period of time, and I'm real excited about that. I want to thank them for supporting the show and sponsoring things. A reminder to everyone out there that the CHAD conference is coming up in Orlando in November. For more information, go to chadd.org. It's in Orlando, about 100 miles away from me, so I'm anxious to be there. And matter of fact, if you're going to be there, make some plans. Plan on trying to track me down. I'd love to meet you. Let's see, another reminder for all of our particular iTunes listeners out there, if you would like to get an email sent to you listing all of our upcoming shows, go to attentionradio.com. That's without the talk, attentionradio.com, and sign up for our newsletter. And twice a month we'll send you an email with some information and a list of all of our upcoming shows, some that are posted on Attention Talk Radio, but there's also some that aren't posted that we can't get up there that you'll actually be privy to, so you can sign up for that. One last thing I want to make everyone aware, ADHD Awareness Week is coming up in October. We're going to have some more announcements in the next month or two about some exciting things that other people are doing and some places to get some information. So we got that going on. So without further ado, let's kind of get into today's conversation. Again, with us is Keith Kozrowski. He's the CEO and founder of Kozrowski Education Group. He's an ADHD coach and a career counselor. He's also a certified school counselor with 11 years of experience in both local, public, and foreign-based schools, and has worked at both the American Nicaraguan School and the American International School of Rotterdam as a middle and high school counselor and assistant principal. He's also worked at a private educational organization focusing on the college planning needs of students and families. He has advanced studies in educational administration at Lesley University and Boston College, at Salem State College in Massachusetts. He earned a master's degree in education in school counseling for grades 5 through 12 and a bachelor's degree in athletic training, psychology, and biology. Quite a diverse education, I have to say. He's a trained ADHD coach from the ADHD Coaching Academy and has edited or co-wrote portions of both the Collaborative College Counselors Comprehensive College Counselors Training Manual and the Collaborative College Counsel Student Curriculum, second edition in the year 2009. And with all that, Keith, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you very much, Jeff. I'm honored to be here, and I thank you very much for the invite.
I'm very excited to have you on because there's ADHD coaches out there, but you're the only one that I have run into that's got as a trained ADHD coach and has experience as a school counselor. And this month and next month, we are going to have some shows talking about education in schools and colleges and stuff. So I'm real excited that you agreed to kind of come on to the show. And I guess I kind of want to start things off by just asking, what are some of the key things any student should consider when choosing where to apply and even where they should go to college?
Oh, I would say the first three things you probably really want to consider as an AD individual, family, student going to college. You have to have the right attitude first, and that includes, you know, being an investigator, you know, taking charge of your process, and developing a support system around you. Second one I would say is really knowing who you are, your strengths, your weaknesses, what your opportunities are, what are some obstacles that you might share, your values, and then lastly, find those schools that match who you are, that will allow your kind of like your essence, kind of like really what excites you to be cultivated and that just to come out. So it's really kind of, it's a three-pronged process for me.
That's, you know, that's interesting because I haven't really thought about that before, because what I'm reading between the lines, what I'm hearing is know yourself first and find the school that matches you as opposed to trying to fit the school.
100%. I think that's almost a lost art. They used to do it more years ago. It's so fundamentally important, yet it's again lost. Really knowing who you are, finding, gathering some career areas, really spending some time looking at what's important to you, putting together a list of two or three careers that you think might really work for you, meaningful careers, and then some areas of interest, otherwise known as majors, that might get you to those careers in the future. Once you have a good understanding of yourself, you're much better informed. You're much better capable of getting into the right fit school and graduating from it. It's easy to get into schools. A lot of people can get into schools, but to graduate from them is significantly harder.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I believe one of the first two steps is again really getting to know yourself.
I really like what you said, because I remember when I went to college, you're sitting in a big auditorium, and this is at Indiana. They said, okay, listen, look at the guy to your left and the guy to your left, and you know, one of you is not going to be here at the end of it, which is profound. It's not just the college. It's getting to graduate and know yourself first and then match yourself to the school as opposed to the other way around.
Go ahead. I was just going to say the stats vary. I've seen as low as 35% of the people that go to college graduate, and as high as 60%. What you'll often see is the statistics that each college reports is based on a 5-year measure.
Wow.
As 4-year measure. So they kind of make it look like it's 4 years, but it's often five. And I mean, no disrespect. This is just what I've gotten from college admissions folks. And, you know, if you ask them directly,
Absolutely.
They'll tell you. However, it's so imperative that you really get this right the first time as best you can. I mean, everything's moving and, you know, we always make for adjustments. However, there is a good chance that that you won't graduate from the school that you attend, either by transfer or, you know, you leave after 6 months, a year and a half, you know, any of a number, a couple of different things.
Are there anything else that other than what you've just described that an ADD person should consider that an average student wouldn't in this process?
Oh, that's a fantastic question. I like to think anything good for an ADHD person in general, well, most of everything that's healthy for an ADHD person is a really great fundamental for anybody. How that might separate just a little bit might be how you look at what ADD is, technically. The definition, some people may look at it as a disorder. Some people look at it as it's a set of traits. Really key is just know what your set of traits are, if you have ADD or not, how they impact you, you know, how that's going to fit into environments, and be able to advocate for yourself. It's really important. Again, this is for anybody. You've got to be able to go into work, home, career environments and be able to say, this is what I need to succeed, and you need to feel comfortable and confident to be able to, you know, articulate that. You know, ADD people, as well as a lot of, you know, learning disability folks, you know, they don't feel comfortable within themselves of what they feel is a weakness. And then it comes out as like a less self-confidence. And again, you know, they have a harder time saying to the professor, you know, this is what I need, or expressing it however they might on a, you know, in the planning process in high school and then again in college.
What I like, there's two things that you said that really kind of stand out to me. Know your ADD. And I like to emphasize that. We've done that a thousand times over the show, but everybody's ADD is different. And that in the documentary Totally ADD, I forget the guy who said it, but once you've seen one person with ADHD, you've seen one person with ADHD, and they vary. I mean, completely. I've coached some people, like an accountant, and other people would say they could never be one. So know your ADD and be able to advocate for yourself, from what I'm hearing, is going to be the key in helping you make the right selection.
It's absolutely enormous. And part of that advocacy is going to an environment that is going to be suitable for you. You know, advocating for yourself to say, you know what, I'm probably not going to be best suited in a large classroom where all I have is two tests and, you know, I get my grade at the end of the year, at the end of the term. I'll probably be better suited going to a smaller, maybe a liberal arts school where I'll get more structure, more individualized attention, professors that are dedicated to teaching as compared to a lot of university folks. Their classes are going to be taught often by their understudies, their assistants, their primary reason for being there is often the research and to do articles and books. So they don't have the teaching quality, a lot of people may say, as compared to, again, a small, some medium-sized schools, again. And I'm a big believer in the liberal arts programs.
Certainly. I tell you what, we need to run to a commercial break, but before we do, for our listeners out there that are listening now and to our archives, if they needed to contact you, what's the best way to contact you?
No, thank you. Thank you. It's Keith, K-E-I-T-H, of course, at studentcenteredcounseling.com.
Keith at studentcenteredcounseling.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. With that, we'll be right back.
Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
ADHD, is it real? How is it diagnosed? How do I know if I have it or if my children have it? Do you outgrow it? You have questions and we have answers. We're CHAD, a national organization made up of professionals, parents, educators, and of course, those with ADHD. So if you want real answers to your questions, join CHAD at www.chadd.org or call us at 800-233-4050.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is timetimer.com.
This is your ADHD information station. Attention Talk Radio.
I thought I could handle college, but I just got my grades. My first year was a disaster. I barely passed. My folks think I slacked off, but I really tried hard. I just could not keep organized with all my assignments. By the end, I just gave up. Maybe I'm just not cut out for college.
Did you know that students have the highest risk of failure during their first semester of college? That's especially true for students who learn differently. Many bright and motivated students with learning disabilities and ADHD have chosen Landmark College in Vermont in order to develop the learning strategies and confidence they'll need to succeed academically. Princeton Review says, simply put, Landmark College knows how to serve students who learn differently better than any other place on earth. We're now accepting students for our fall semester. Learn more at landmark.edu. That's landmark.edu.
Awareness of how your brain processes information and emotion is the key to self-management and success in today's world. I am an international ADD coach. Contact me, Susan McIntosh, at susanmcintosh.com to see and hear how you too can be a success.
News, updates, and alerts sent right to your inbox. Sign up now at attentionradio.com. You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Attention Talk Radio. Our topic today is ADHD and college placement. With us is Keith Kozrowski. Keith, before the break, we were talking about schools going to, like, maybe larger universities or smaller liberal arts schools. I'd like to talk, kind of extend that conversation a little bit further for two reasons: to make people aware that there are some colleges that specialize in working with those with ADHD and learning disabilities. Can you talk about or share some of the maybe the advantages or disadvantages of people considering those types of colleges?
Absolutely. The first thing I would like to share is that there's Of a bunch of these colleges out there, there'll be basically three different types of programs that'll appeal to someone with ADHD or learning challenges, and it depends on structure, which category they're in. You can look at some of the Princeton Review books, some of the other materials, and find those lists in the indexes, et cetera. I recommend it. Go to your Barnes & Noble, take a look, or your high school, what have you. And again, structure, high structure, medium structure, low structure. Low structure being they offer support services in general, and the high structures, they really create a pretty firm program to help folks with exactly ADHD or very similar executive functioning challenges be successful. There are some fantastic schools out there. It really depends on your individual needs. It really depends on, like you had said, it's who are you and what are your specific needs, your challenges, your strengths. And through a good thorough search, you'll be able to kind of ferret out the schools, hopefully, that that'll meet who you are and not limit you, and then again create a rigorous environment where you're challenged academically, socially, mentally, physically, spiritually, that sort of a thing.
This is interesting because it just dawned on me, there's like levels. You have the big universities. I mean, I went to Indiana University, and I can remember sitting in an accounting class with 2,500 people, It's just, you're just kind of lost in the crowd. There's absolutely no structure. And it was almost self-learning because it was all taught by graduate assistants. Going back to your earlier point, they really weren't specialized in teaching. They were just doing the gig to kind of get them through what's kind of going on. Then you have, smaller liberal arts school where there's a more quaint environment where the teachers are maybe more into teaching, it's more interactive. And then you have the specialized schools with the different levels of structure. So there's really a gamut here that you can look at to choose from, going back to what you said at the topic. I mean, the top is your attitude, know who you are, and match who you are with the right school. And you have multiple layers here, which goes back to doing your homework and knowing how you fit in and what makes a little bit of sense.
Could I share something?
Yeah.
And as I was kind of just perusing, looking at my materials, looking on the internet, just kind of, just looking around before our meeting tonight, I came up with the idea, I've kind of used some of it before, but to look at learning styles and to see what school might be ideal for you, I would suggest to our listeners, look at three classes that you've taken in the past 6 or 7 years. So if you're a junior, sophomore, whatever, go back to 5th, 6th, 7th grade and look why you really enjoyed those classes. Most of the time, it's going to be because of the teacher and the teacher's style. It's not until usually around junior or senior year that you really start to get attached to subjects more so than teachers. And that can be a great indicator. You go back and you find out, you look in, through discussion, and I highly recommend getting a partner to help you through your process. Don't do this alone, and objectivity can be fundamental. And if you can go to a guidance counselor, great. If they understand kind of ADD, if they understand that they can be open-minded to you, great. If not, to find, hopefully, and no offense, but outside of the family, because that can often be emotional.
Yep.
Somebody outside, and I don't mean to pat myself on the back at all, but like a coach can be truly effective. Somebody out there, again, who has your best interest in line, and then can serve as an accountability figure, a partner. And in that, they can help you discuss this type of thing, where what were those three classes? Just hypothetically, write to three, what are your three classes? Now describe them. In them, you're going to see the patterns. And a lot of times you'll see activities were 20 minutes long in the classes. The teacher was engaging. He or she looked me in the eye when he asked why or why not I did something or did not. There's a lot of multiple learning styles involved. In the teacher's lab, there was a PowerPoint for 15, 20 minutes, and then you got up to do a lab for 15, 20 minutes, and then you got to be with three or four other students for a group. So anyway, there's a lot of meat in just that. Okay, so you describe those three, and you're going to find a lot of your learning styles in there. That's a lot of what your school is. Then I would also advise people to really look at three experiences you've had that you've really enjoyed that have been really positive in your life, and kind of elaborate on them as well. So I loved, for me it was, the opportunity to play baseball, starting catcher, state championships at my high school. It was one of the proudest moments I ever had. I was active. I was in charge of the community, of the team. I was dirty. It was just like all kind of neat.
Yep.
So expanding on that, as well as my others, and then that'll tell you a lot of who your values are.
Yep, yep.
For the patterns.
I want to pause here and just kind of underscore this. You and I didn't talk about this, but when I'm working with somebody, the first thing we do is we do a learning exercise, and they do this, and I go back, tell me about high school, tell me about the classes you excelled in, and then tell me where you were studying, tell me what's going on. Looking at those characteristics of those learning environments, and what's amazing is most people don't know how they naturally learn and absorb information. And just by taking those situations and, like, talking to them, like, you know, I know you were studying, but where were you and what was kind of going on? Was it visual? Was it this? You can really kind of hone in and get to know yourself, which is a big deal, because if you're verbal, you certainly wouldn't want to take courses online. And if you're very visual, you want to find the environment that suits you. And by knowing those things is very, very important. So I just really want to emphasize how important it is to do what Keith is saying. Use other resources if you need to, because to know how you learn and know your version of ADHD is key to success across the board. So I think what you said, Keith, was very, very powerful.
Awesome. Thank you.
I tell you what, with that, I need to run to another commercial break, and we'll come back and we'll pick up on our conversation. But before we go to break again, for our listeners, how can they contact you?
They can contact me simply at keith@studentcenteredcounseling.com.
At studentcenteredcounseling.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. Your life, your world, your choice. This is Attention Talk Radio.
Make every moment count with Time Timer, a sensitive solution for ADHD time management. It shows how much time is left using a bright red disc that gets smaller as time passes. To place an order for a Time Timer, all you have to remember is TimeTimer.com.
Okay, let's be honest here. How many times have you forgotten the wet laundry in the washer and it started smelling a little funky, so you had to wash it again? Maybe even twice. In the same week? Well, you may be an AD Diva just like me. I'm Linda Rogley, and I founded the AD Diva Network for women with ADD-ish tendencies, especially those of us 40 and better. The AD Diva Network is a great place for support, connection, and a touch of whimsy. You can join us at addiva.net. That's addiva.net.
Do you have something those with ADHD need? Advertise on Attention Talk Radio. We are a narrowcast, internet-based radio show targeting those with or impacted by ADHD. To learn more about advertising opportunities, email attention@attentiontalkradio.com.
And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. We're here with Keith Kozrowski talking about ADHD and college placement. Keith, we've got about 7.5 minutes to go. A few topics that I want to kind of cover before we hit the end of the show is, one is when a ADHD student goes to school, is it worth hiring a tutor or actually getting some structured support, particularly if they're going to go to like a big university or something when they go in? Or I guess, what are your thoughts on that?
That's a great question, and as it often is, that depends.
Uh-huh.
It really depends on the student, and it depends on the school. What I would typically suggest to a student, actually I would suggest to all my students with learning challenges, ADD, is to go to the Learning Support Center when you're investigating the school, when you're visiting the school. Find out what types of supports they offer. Again, you want to make sure that they match up with who you are and what your needs are. You're finding the right programs that'll meet your needs. And then find out, what I would look at is I'd look at their abilities to help students succeed. I was just talking to St. Joe's up in Maine. A good buddy of mine is the head of the Learning Disabilities Program, and I'm not looking to push it. I'm just saying I was really, really, really impressed when I would get on the phone with one of his people for one of my students, and I asked all sorts of questions. You know, how are you successful with ADD students? How many have you had over the last years? How many of them end up graduating? What sort of supports do you offer for them? And they would say to me, in the first, you know, if a student engaged, well, particularly for this school, if a student with ADD comes in and accesses the resources that we have here, they've got about a 98 percentile chance of succeeding and moving forward. So a tutor could be for the student that is in need and is not getting the resources at certain, you know, at school X. However, I would first look at the college, and I to college resources itself to explore those to see if, again, can meet my needs. And again, I'd be advocating for myself during the original process back in high school to hopefully find that school that, again, can support me. So I hope that answers your question a little bit.
Excuse me. The personal thing I'd like to share, again, I have learning disability and dyslexia, and when I went to college, I mean, there's no of the experts that I had in high school, and I actually went on a athletic scholarship, and part of that was unlimited tutoring while I was there. I got to tell you, I took advantage of that the first 2 years, and it was invaluable for me just to kind of sit down and kind of help make that transition and use those tutors to kind of help me digest what was going on. I'll never forget, I had a calculus teacher that every time I was in there, she confused the hell out of me, and I would just have to go to the tutor, learn it, and just sit in class because she gave pop quizzes and not listen to her the whole time so I could kind of get through it. And so it was very, very useful. And the other thing I want to share is I actually was working with somebody not too long ago, and we were talking about possibly hiring a tutor for somebody who went to school, and they were complaining about the cost, and they had this aha moment that they're spending all this money and energy to go to college anyway. I mean, thousands of dollars in room and board and books and tuition, and the idea that you know, having a tutor might actually help that person get through and graduate, that's a small price to pay for the loss that you might have if you didn't necessarily make it through because you just didn't have the right resources. So I'm not saying that you need to hire a tutor, but sometimes you just be sensitive. Don't be penny wise and pound foolish in that process.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Keith, we got about 3.5 minutes. I just want to kind of ask you, what have we not already discussed that you think is relevant and important that you'd like to share with our listeners?
Oh, boy. So much.
All in 3 minutes.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I would say, you know, really find out, you know, when you get your support, and I would so advise, you know, students and families to get the support out there to help make informed, effective decisions based on who each individual is. Again, one ADD person is only one ADD person, so, you know, it can't be really categorized. It's just really hard, and a lot of the professionals out there, you know, can often oversimplify what ADD is. So I strongly advocate, you know, get the resources, research you need. Explore, you know, online. I like Keith Lowe at about.com. I just tend to read her information. Just pops up for me. It catches my interest. I like it, so I don't mind sharing it. Again, the Princeton Review Learning Disabilities book is right in front of me. Victoria Ball is a fantastic ADD coach who has somewhat of a similar background to me, not a student counselor, but she does a lot of college advising. October is the ADHD
awareness week.
ADHD awareness a week. So just explore your resources out there. Take your time to do that. Really put your time in. And I suppose as you create your kind of action plan, as you kind of create an outline of what you're going to do in the beginning, estimate if you think it's going to take you 20 hours to do your college planning, estimate 60, and make sure you at least make sure you do it as early as possible. I tell my students now, I'm shooting for them to have 80-85% of their college planning done before they go back to the school in their senior year. Don't wait until senior year. It's just hairy carry. Get your stuff. Do whatever you possibly can to really move it ahead. And vicariously, start early. You know, really, 7th and 8th grade you can learn about careers in 7th and 8th grade. You can learn about values. You can talk about what it takes, you know, what courses you'll need to get in the type of school that you can imagine yourself going to. It's not about simply, you know, starting in 7th or 8th grade to get into Harvard. No way we're talking about just getting into Harvard. We're talking about preparing yourself to go to be as fully informed and as fully prepared to have as many doors open to you as you can when you go to college. It's a sorry rat that only has one hole to go into. And
I probably need to wrap some stuff up, but what I really learned today that was really good is right attitude. You really need to know who you are, and you really need to match yourself with the school, not pick the school and try to make yourself fit to it. And there are a lot of choices, universities, liberal arts. There's people that specialize in these areas with different levels of structure. And one of the keys is really just to know your learning style going in so you can maximize what's going on. So with that, Keith, I'd like to thank you for coming on to the show. We'll have to have you back sometime on another topic. For our listeners out there who might want to contact you again one last time, what's the best way to reach you?
Keith at Student-Centered Counseling, and I invite folks to connect with me. I have a college membership club. Please look it up online, and it'd be a great way for at least parents to connect at a very reasonable price.
All right, with that, thank you very much. We'll catch you next week for another edition of Attention Talk Radio. Take care, everyone.